Hey yo, what's up world? This is DJ JS1 of the legendary Rocksteady Crew. And right now, you're listening to The Library with my man, Tim Einenkel, on rapstation.com. Strictly the real hip-hop. Peace.
If you teach that boy a word, he'll learn to hide for another day. But if you teach that boy to fly, you saved his life. Said if you teach that boy to run, he'll learn to hide for another day. If you teach that boy to fly, you saved his life. But if you teach that boy to fly, don't be surprised. He cut his wings and let him die. Welcome to the world of the giants, right where they bled him dry. What did you expect when you left him all alone in this cold world? That boy right there.
Formerly known as YC the Cynic, the Bronx MC Kemba has recently released his latest project called Negus. The album is written and produced by Kemba and Frank Drake. Kemba, welcome to the library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
Thank you for having me, man.
So, I like to go track by, not, we won't do track by track, but I like to talk about tracks.
Cool.
First track, Fly, intro.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the saying, it takes a community to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
But not just raise him or her, but continue to support him or her throughout her entire life.
Yeah.
What was the purpose of this intro for you, and how does it kind of relate to the rest of the album?
I feel like there's a few levels of kind of like the purpose and how it relates. I mean, first of all, Frank came up with it. He just came to me with his idea. We send voice memos back and forth, and it was kind of like the backbone of that song, the beat and the words. And I loved it, you know. From the moment I heard it, I was like, this has to be the intro. Yeah. But because of the message, you know, it's inspired by the teacher man and fish. He'll eat for a lifetime, that saying.
Yeah.
And in times like these where, you know, young black children are being killed, I think survival is kind of the main objective. And to be able to flip that saying into a means of survival overall instead of just like eating is really dope to me. And also like what you said, I feel like a child raised by the community, you know, in a lot of ways. Everything that I've learned, everything that I am now, I learned in my community. From just being socially aware to knowing how to rap to, you know, being a compassionate person. Like, I've learned all of that from people that I've met in Hunts Point or, you know, some sort of 6 degrees of separation from those people. So, I agree with your comparison for sure.
The next track is Caesar's Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've probably been asked about this lyric a lot. Please don't call me conscious. Don't call it political.
Please
isn't this lyrical.
Don't call it political.
And I know there's been different theories or questions of what this lyrics mean.
Yeah.
I saw it as a way of you not, you being political, but at the same time not wanting to get pigeonholed into being a political rapper. Some people think it's like a way of just kind of, I think, a softening whatever the message you're making. What do those lyrics mean to you?
Well, it's a bit complicated because words change. Just like the N-word, the meaning and the feeling behind it has changed over time. And it happens with other words too, like Hotep, which was, you know, probably seen as a positive word, is now not so much, you know, one of ridicule. And I feel like political or conscious when it comes to hip hop artists has gone through a change, and it's not, it's kind of now used to, you know, pigeonhole, like you said, and kind of dismiss artists And that comes from just like where the state of mainstream hip hop is. And it also comes from like kind of like the overall quality of what people who claim that, you know, the title's political and conscious, kind of like their quality of music as well. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. But honestly, I don't really see anything political about what I'm saying. Like, inherently, I get kind of like why it's deemed that way. I get why people would say it is, but there's nothing different about me talking about somebody getting killed and Pusha T talking about somebody getting killed or Kanye talking about somebody getting killed. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. I'm not talking about any politicians or any policies or any, you know, political like views. I'm not talking about laws that need to be passed. I don't really keep up with that shit. I'm not the most, you know, knowledgeable on that. So I don't really see it as political. I just see it as me talking about what's literally like going on around me, you know.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you feel sometimes people do deem it political because it's a way. I don't know if scaring is too strong of a word, but scaring maybe a group of people or fans,
yeah,
to look at what you're doing.
I feel like the categories are way too broad. It's like mainstream or conscious, you know,
yeah.
And or underground / conscious, you know.
Right.
And I think it's a lot. You know, I think people are more multifaceted than that.
Right.
Shout out to them niggas I don't fuck with. I hope you see me growing. Grown men doing fuck shit, and hopefully you know it. Mama, sorry if you're listening. I don't cause no conflict. My conscience is calm. This is cognitive dissonance. I've been told it's a slippery slope while I'm cool running. My niggas pulling strings like thoughts getting set in stone like Medusa.
King and Queens, I think. I have a lot of favorite tracks. One of my favorites.
Thank you.
What's the importance of this track to you, and how important was it for you to actually get this track out there?
It was the first song during the recording process that I kept, that I liked enough to keep on the album. And I think it's important just kind of to have a song that's at least a little uplifting, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like my feelings on the words have changed since then. I don't really love calling people kings and queens anymore. I think there's much better things to be than you know, rulers.
Right.
You know, people that do terrible things.
Or is that the lyric from The Coup? Wear clean drawers. It goes, tell your teachers say princesses are evil. How they got all their money is they kill people.
Yo, that's real.
Yeah.
That's so real. So I just think there's better things to be than kings and queens right now. But when I wrote the song, I just really wanted something uplifting, you know. And I wanted it to be inclusive to women too, because a lot of hip hop songs aren't. For the treatment, baby daughter womb is barren from a bad aborted fetus. My niggas sing loyalty, allegiance. Bunch of prodigies that's mobbing deep this havoc we've been wreaking. If this cop is in our plot, to use a watchword to reach us. If you get locked up on Friday, you could say goodbye the weekend. My niggas don't ever let them play you out filthy the same way them so-called
given the social climate, the political climate, the news. I think probably the most powerful lines on the album, because it says so much, is from the New Black Theory, and he goes, I can walk outside now and get shot down. And I think those alone says so much about what the heck's going on.
Thanks, Phil.
So what was the inspiration behind this track? And kind of where were you, like, take us into where were you when you kind of came up with the idea for this track?
Well, we wrote the majority of it in the studio, and a lot of the songs are driven by the production. Like, we sit down and Frank will start producing, and then I'll you know, I'll just go, oh, I like that, or oh, we should move on, or like it's a collaborative process. Well, more him doing work and me just judging it. But he made that, and I just, it energized me, you know. And some songs like Greed, where I'm inspired to like kind of showcase the sort of ability, you know, writing ability, complex writing ability. But in the New Black Theory, I wanted to make it as simple as I possibly could. And that first line to me set the tone for that. Like, I want to make it as simple, as relatable, as piercing as I possibly can, you know?
I can walk outside now and get shot down.
Shot down.
If you ever wonder why I'm hostile, you could see the chief sending orders from the top down.
Top down.
All the civil leaders looking docile. Lord forgive them. Maybe it's the dark forces in them, or the Medicaid cost just hit them, or the evidence that all our history is getting washed out.
Washed out.
But everybody taking our style.
Who the New Black now?
You guys also sample Tupac,
yeah,
in this track. You know, we're sitting here today on the anniversary of his 20th anniversary of his death. For you as an artist, what influence did he have on your career, and what influence do you think he had on hip hop overall?
I think he showed people a lot actually. I think, but if I could sum it up, I would say I think he showed that people could be multifaceted, could feel multiple things, could do multiple things, and it's okay, you know? It's okay for somebody to have complex, complicated, sometimes views that don't always match up, you know? And that's okay. Like, I think he made it okay to be a full human as an artist, instead of like this one-sided or this caricature of yourself. And that's like hugely important. We wouldn't be able to have somebody like Kanye or Kendrick if it wasn't for that, you know?
So I'm going to try to explain how I hear this track the best way I can. And I'm going to do a crappy job, so let's just go with it. I feel like you do, on the album Negus, you do a lot of experimenting with your voice.
Yeah.
And with samples and sounds. And one track that I thought was kind of, I guess, air quotes, daring in a way, was the track Heartbeat.
Oh, cool.
Because, like, the first minute are people talking about a police shooting. Just because, and the guy simply had his hands up and he still gets shot.
Yeah.
Then the second minute is like an auto-tune type voice, which repeats the lyrics, Heartbeats. And you don't rhyme until like 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
Then 3 minutes, there's 20 seconds of silence. And then you come back and singing. So a lot's happening here. And I had to listen to this a few times to get times and everything. Why so much? Like, well, one, like, do you see this as a daring track to make in hip hop? Just, I mean, as a hip hop track? And two, why so much? I guess, why so much happening in this one particular track?
I don't think it's daring in hip hop in general. I think hip hop has grown so much that you can do anything. So I don't think in 2016 is daring just in the genre. But for me, it's definitely something I've never done, and that's why I was so excited to do it. It kind of came about naturally. That was a full song all the way through, from beginning to end. Was one full song, and I didn't love what I did to it, so we took the second half of the song and we made it into that rap part, and then Frank produced a whole new first part, and we kind of did, and I had the idea to come up with a skit about a police shooting that would kind of have this visceral effect of like feeling what it's like to be around one. I don't know. It was just really natural. It was just really natural. And the song at the end, Stand, that was a separate song that I wanted to be just like a bonus track, like a hidden track. So I just put a lot of space in between it. And anybody that, you know, that sticks around to listen to it, you know, they'll be able to find it. But I love that one in particular because, like, it also has this kind of visceral, like, emotional feeling to it that I really aimed for in a lot of the songs. But I think in that track, all those parts have that same kind of visceral, emotional effect. So it works together.
Negus addresses a lot of issues, police brutality, racial discrimination, mm-hmm. injustices.
Yeah.
And not just the issues that I think makes the track feel timeless to me. It's your flow that also does the trick.
Thank you.
But that being said, it's 2016 and we're still talking about these injustices.
Isn't that silly, man?
It's crazy. It's crazy. So when kind of social issues like so these make your album timeless, as an artist, I mean, as a human, what's the emotion there? But as an artist, what is the, like, the fact that I imagine, like, you know, four more years, we still will be talking about your album. We're still playing your album.
Yeah.
As an artist, what does that make you feel like? But then as a human, how does that make you feel?
It's this sort of cognitive dissonance, man. Like, I'm, of course, I'm happy that the music is relevant, but I wish it wasn't. You know, like, I wish people could listen to this and say, this is a thing of the past. We don't have to, like, we don't worry about this anymore. But that's not the case. I started making this album 3 years ago, and, you know, same thing. It's still, like, and when I put it out, it's still as relevant as ever. It's kind of crazy. As an artist, you want the environment to be right for your art to thrive. But as just a human being, you know, it sucks that this is still going on, you know.
When you make an album like this, are you making this album as a way of empowering black people? As kind of a form of black empowerment?
No. I guess it depends on, like, how far you go with the word empowerment. A lot of the songs I just want people to listen to and, like, kind of, like, feel confident. Like, here, I want you to put on New Black when you're about to leave your house and just feel like you're ready to take on the world. If that's empowerment, then yeah, for sure. But I'm not trying to, I don't want to preach to the choir. I don't want to be seen as any sort of teacher. A lot of it's just like an outlet, and I made it to try and be an outlet for people that feel the same way, you know, like this kind of therapeutic listening experience, you know. So I don't know. The word empowerment is kind of weird for me because I feel like people can and do empower themselves, but I'd hope my album is the inspiration for people to empower themselves, you know.
So admittedly, and please don't hate me for this, I don't know much about your former persona, why I see this as
all good.
But I will. Negus is the first album you're releasing under your new name.
Yeah.
Are there differences and similarities between YC and Kimba? And then could YC kind of release this type of album?
Of course there are similarities. Like, I wasn't being this completely disingenuous person before. I just couldn't see myself growing in the way that I wanted, or being YC the Cynic for the rest of my life. So I just had to go for it and change it. That being said, I'd like to think that Kemba kind of allows me to change kind of like the projection of my evolution, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like I can do things and I can grow in a different way and faster and unabashedly, you know, like I can do what I want and in turn I'll get better at it. Whereas YZ the Cynic, I felt kind of like bogged down and forced to do this sort of underground grunge, super like lyrical stuff that you know, didn't have much emotion to it, didn't have much range. I don't feel like I can make a song about love or past relationships as YZ the Cynic, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't think the ceiling was very high. Like, I couldn't imagine it being that name being on the cover of a magazine. So when it's hard to imagine, it's kind of then that makes the ceiling actually low when you can't even imagine it happening. So I think the name was more for myself and for the future of my music than the present. I think Negus, I would have been okay making that as YZ the Cynic, but some of the things like Heartbeat and like Superhero, some of them would have been out of place. So I think it's best that it came out as Kemba.
You've said in interviews that Brown Skin Jesus, which is the outro track,
yeah,
is your, it could have changed since the interview, but it was your favorite track on the album.
I think so still.
I guess regarding why is your favorite track, but also regarding album placement, how does this track kind of fit with the intro track Fly?
It's just so cool to me, like the sound, the beat is like a mix between classic and modern. The chorus is so modern, so soulful. Cool King did an amazing job on the chorus. It's like full of soul, man. It reminds me of this sort of like Frank Ocean / like Kanye singing. I just love it, and I think the verses have some of my favorite lines in it. And the beat like allows my voice to sit so well. And I think it relates to the intro because it's kind of like the happy ending. And at the end of Fly, there's a line at the end of Fly that the astronaut says that relates to Brown Skin Jesus. Something about a better ending for a new beginning.
Okay.
So the ending, Brown Skin Jesus, is the positive, it's the better ending for the bleak Fly intro, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like the story of this boy and how his life could turn out. And you know, this eventual success story. A hopeful one, you know?
Holy, holy. Holy, holy. I hope I get to know the Father. I overdose on holy water. Holy, holy. Love the only.
If you were to, and you, please take your time thinking about this, but if you were to take a lyric from this entire album,
yeah,
to kind of represent your goal of this entire album, is there a particular lyric that you just, or even is a particular lyric that you just love, and you're like, it's, you kind of impressed yourself that you wrote it?
I don't know. There's a lot of lines that I like. I like the idea. I like the idea of trying to get people to think what Jesus would be like in modern day. Mm-hmm. So I like the lines, even brown skinned Jesus wasn't easily accepted. I like the line, even brown skinned Jesus would say FTP. I really like the couplet. I really like the kind of stanza of what is it? Fox News call me ape. Well, if I'm an ape, I'ma be the apex. Caesar with a light, Caesar finna fight people killing for a paycheck. Just like the idea of comparing kind of Caesar. Just like the juxtaposition between Caesar from Planet of the Apes and people with a, you know, Caesar haircut, and I don't know. There's a lot of lines that I like. I don't, you know.
No, yeah.
I try to be as humble as possible. Right. So just like going over my own lines feels mad unnatural.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff.
So it's, I mean, I'm not going to be one of those guys that go, all right, so when's the new album? Because you just released something. So what's next for you? I mean, what are you going to, is there a tour going on, or I mean, what's your plan?
I'm doing a bunch of spot dates. But I'm just working on new music right now and figuring out new ways to promote this project simultaneously. I'm really focused on kind of what the next evolution of my sound is going to be, and really just experimenting on how it would sound if I talked about my own life instead of things happening around me. Because that's really new to me. If you think about it, if you followed my kind of career path, I put out G&K in 2013, and I was working on that for maybe 2 years. So I haven't, and that was about social issues a lot too. So for the past 5 years, since I've been able to write a good song or know how to like actually create music, I've been writing about what I saw and not necessarily who I am or what I've gone through, what I've experienced. So I'm just kind of like discovering myself and how it would sound if I did. And I really like it. I like it a lot. So I'm just focusing on making the music a lot more personal and a lot more jamming, to be honest, like stuff that you could feel and feel good about. I think I met a lot of the emotional goals that I wanted to in Negus, and I was able to accomplish a lot of the soul that I wanted, and now I want to take those and kind of have those present while I write about personal stuff, relatable stuff. So yeah, that's what's next. That's what I've been doing.
So how do we follow what you're doing, you know, Twitter, all that jammy jam stuff?
Just, you know, holler at me on Facebook, Twitter, Kembaland, KEMBALAND, SoundCloud and all that stuff. And, you know, I won't take another 3 years to put out music.
The new album is Negus. Artist is Kemba. Thank you so much for coming on the Library with Tim Monica on rapstation.com. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. It's fun.
I took the shackles off my feet like Mary. Now I'm more marionettes pulling strings. You merely Mary. Been out read, nigga. Please, nigga. Won't. I know you wanna flaw, and I wanna flaw too. But it ain't been that long since there was niggas in the Bronx Zoo. So I'ma pour some out for older banger. Jory said I've been resisting. Mama said say no to strangers, and I listen. Picture God grabbing Adam by the Adam's apple, just as Adam's having at the apple. Now those Adams got you grabbing at your fucking Apple tablet, backing up, cause it's a black man and all black passing. Does this shit make you intimidated?
I think what you're trying to ask is, why am I so insistent?
Does this shit make you intimidated?
Giving out to them that blackness, that black power.
Does this shit make you intimidated?
Pushing them to identify with black culture.
Does this shit make you intimidated?
I think that's what you're asking. If I have no choice over in the first place.
A Quimini and some Idlewild in my title. I see you Ruben Studdard's been idle while I've been idle.
I noticed when I walked in, you niggas got quiet. I gave you 3 days grace, now I'm about to start a riot. Hold up, hold up. I was raised off a three-piece, only dark meat. Strangers call us niggas and darky, like that's gonna hurt us and shit. Like I ain't say words to my brothers during the dozens, and those same brothers ain't out here getting murdered and shit. Fuck, I'm not naive, I see your microaggressions. You may think you hard to read, you really hyper-expressive. You may think we'll let you slide cause you described as satire, but even with that slack, nah, your shit is not that impressive. We like the Haley Joel Osment of the undertones, reading through your flag and your skull and bones. Now the chickens coming home, roosting on the roof of fucking Fox and CNN. Send reporters to the war so you can watch and see us win.
Is to somehow make them curious enough, persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from. What is already there, just bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
When I looked at you, yes, I knew that you can shoot me down a sudden move. We'll have me 6 feet in the ground. But please don't be surprised if I don't compromise. With a knife stuck in my back, yes, this is Caesar's rise.
Shout out to them niggas I don't fuck with. I hope you see me glowing. Grown men doing fuck shit, and hopefully you know it. Mama, sorry if you're listening. I don't cause no conflict. My conscience is calmness, is cognitive dissonance. I've been told it's a slippery slope while I'm cool running. My niggas pulling strings like BB King when the blues coming. Views ride the fence trying to prove something. Chew something. You ain't even eating, niggas. Chew something. Do something. Shorty called and told me I done changed since I've been in it. Like since I've been kinda winning, I've been condescending. I've been spinning earth, winning fire, earth, winning fire, bending. I've been screaming nigga at niggas so much that I'm offended. Albeit I'm being heartless, done fought so many demons, I'm exhausted. Had the city on my back, now there's a target. Your battle's uphill, you doing CrossFit. Cause your shit, your feeble chatter's fecal matter, you only talk shit.
I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks.
No, actually, as one of the blacks, I can tell you clearly, Chris, he does not have a great relationship with the blacks.
Who knew a rose could grow from mud? You count it out, but there was more than meets the eye, my nigga. Who knew an animal could fall in love? Who knew a rose could grow from liquor?